There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
For a limited time, Apple Chevy in Tinley Park on 159th Street is offering 1.9% APR financing on select late model certified pre-owned vehicles. Get details and shop their entire pre-driven inventory at applechevy.com.
You're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Parking space 105A. To many, it's just 130 square feet of publicly allotted tarmac. Unless you own a 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA. With its muscular, seductive look and distinctive diamond block grille, that parking space is transformed into a stage that showcases to others what groundbreaking style can be. See the world differently. See it in a CLA from Mercedes-Benz.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
And this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3.
You know, going through that, it was disappointing. So he's tough-minded, you know, he'll make it through this.
That's Bulls head coach Tom Thibodeau talking about Derrick Rose, a third injury in three consecutive seasons. His rehab begins tomorrow. He is expected to return within 4 to 6 weeks. Pau Gasol is out tonight with an illness as Minnesota is at the UC. Tip-off is at 7. The Blackhawks skate at Tampa Bay tonight. The Bears and Zach Miller agreed to a one-year extension. The tight end spent last season on IR with a foot injury. The Arizona Cardinals have released Darnell Dockett. Colts wide receiver Reggie Wayne underwent successful surgery on his triceps. He has not committed yet to playing in 2015. It's second-round play of the Honda Classic. Brendan Steele is your leader. He's 3-under today after 3 holes, 7-under for the tournament. Patrick Reed is in the clubhouse. He shot another 3-under 67 today, so he's 6-under for the tournament. Jim Herman, your first-round leader, is even today after 2 holes and sits 2 shots back of Steele. Rory McIlroy shot a 4-over today, 7-over for the tournament. He'll miss the cut. And Barry's guy, Russell Henley, shot a 3-over today. He is 6-over for the tournament. Lefty is even after 5 today, just 1-over for the tournament right now. And 2 sad notes of passing. Earl Lloyd, the first black player in the NBA, died today at the age of 86. And beloved actor Leonard Nimoy passed away at the age of 83. Although he was made famous in the original Star Wars trilogy, Nimoy was an accomplished singer, recording covers of hits such as Proud Mary, I Walk the Line, and Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, which is one of my favorites.
You bet.
Have you heard that one, Terry?
Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. Are you kidding me? Leonard Nimoy kills it. He slays it.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
This is the Leonard Nimoy, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. It's great.
It's a singing with a golf ball.
I always have this queued up when I'm in the update studio, just to listen to the regular bass.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh.
This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And join the score at Deuces and the Diamond Club in Chicago next Friday from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a Coors Light Light the Lamp appearance. Come on out to Shoot the Puck for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Best Buy and other great prizes from Coors Light, the official beer of the NHL. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by your Chicagoland Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Amnesty Rose.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Started out by talking basketball today and specifically the news on Derrick Rose. We thought that this was going to be exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Casey Johnson and others said they were optimistic that it was going to be a small tear, the kind they expect. Often after a repair, I want to say it's like a 20% chance that they tell you when they do a meniscal repair that this thing is going to go again in some way, and it did. And they just took that part out. And 4-6 is very conservative. 4-6 is giving him every benefit of the doubt already.
Yeah.
If it's Westbrook, you say it's 48 hours.
Yeah, 15 minutes, he'll be back.
There's somebody like Adrian Peterson or one of these guys, but Derek doesn't heal like those guys.
I don't know if he doesn't heal like these guys, or he's just not interested.
I mean, mentally, he doesn't.
Yeah, mentally. Physically, he would.
It's whatever his body tells him.
Yeah, but his body lies to him.
Correct. That's a problem.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
5.
God almighty. I do 3 and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Kyle and Palatine, you're on The Score.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler, to me, was never the dynamic scorer that they needed alongside Derek. And, now that Derek's gone, I mean, I don't think that Jimmy is going to be able to carry the team. You know what I mean? It's like...
Today, Junior! It's not like in the middle of an orgasm. I mean, are you okay, dude? I mean,
well, it'd be more than okay, man.
Well, I guess. I mean, I just I hope he reaches it.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 5:07, you do indeed have Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bors and Bernstein. Been quite a day. That guy. Love a God. I don't know if he's auditioning or what he was doing. Get off my phone. No way.
You're so prickly today, and usually when you have family here, you're not.
But, well, yes.
Usually.
Yeah,
and you said, well, there's not going to be any Bors face here today, and the place is crawling with Bors face. I think the health department's going to show up for having too much Bors face in here.
Not really. Everything's fine.
Good.
Not really. And they're letting me down. You know, nobody will make a move and
well,
take care of your guys.
Yeah, drone strike.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Is, you know, even my other guy, he'll put you out for days if you want to be out for days, and he won't put this bastard out. So I don't know.
And listen, yeah,
I don't know.
Listen, angry texters you got to remember when Matt Abatacola says Star Wars, he knows what he's doing. He's trolling.
He's trolling.
So don't worry. It's okay. He gets it. An email from Rudy. You can imagine how pissed Regina Rice was when she flew in for Gordie Howe's pending death to claim that both Mr. Hockey and the dead giant catfish totaled $1,700 in net worth. Now when anything dies, I try to guess the value placed by the accounting firm of Regina Rice and Associates.
For each occasion, she has a new pair of glasses.
Right. New
she
giant
could be
pair
orange,
of glasses.
Could be purple, but there she is.
All of it. Billy Casper, Dean Smith, Leonard Nimoy.
Of all the estates, she's got them all. Yep.
Yep.
Ernie Banks, 16,000. Billy Casper, 1,200. And she's masterful at what she does. Yeah, we were talking earlier, too, but aside from the Derrick Rose news of the day and everything seems to be okay, and that I don't know that anything's ever completely okay with that guy, but that's good news for them, and the Blackhawks trying to make a deal. They've got, you know, they're strapped, however, to Jim Hendry's barrel, and apparently not getting off of it just yet. And the other thing, the best news, here's the best damn news of the day, though. Best damn news that there's some interest in Brandon Marchand.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's the best news of the
that
day.
That is great.
That makes my Friday.
That the Indianapolis Colts might be dumb enough to offer the Bears something for Brandon Marchand. They were dumb enough to trade for Trent Richardson. They have a first-round pick for a guy who can't play.
Do you believe that? He can't play.
Can't play. So it would be, if Ryan Pace could really pull that off. Meanwhile, apparently on Twitter, Brandon Marshall is having a Twitter exchange with Bob from Niles, the Twitter account Bob from Niles. And then Kyle Long got involved. This is when worlds collide here. he tweets, interesting, I-N-T-E-R-I-S-T-I-N-G, interesting things going on around the league. And Bob from Niles tweets him as a correction. And then Marshall changes the spelling and says, sorry, I was corrected. Because the Twitter feed of the phony Bob from Niles is apparently the Twitter spelling police at this point also. And I have no idea who's behind the Bob from Niles account. I've tried to pin that one down, too. I've made no headway. I mean, I think I know who Gas Money Bob is.
You do?
I think I... And he's got like 7,000 followers or something right now. You should have seen the exchanges that Gas Money Bob was having with, like, Kelly King, too. Because, you know, she waded into this thing, and all of a sudden, all of the peeps, all of the Twitter loons are out there, and she doesn't know the bit with some of them, so she's just trying to tread lightly and be nice to them, and I'm laughing just watching all that. In Kansas City, here's Rich on the Score.
Hey, Dan, Terry, how you doing? I just got a question for you guys. I was just wondering, just from the bull side of everything, do you think that, or how, or what they're going to do as far as changing their tempo? Do you think they'll get Taj more involved, and do you think they'll, you know, pass the ball a little bit more and not have Brooks just run around like a clown show and jack balls up from everywhere? I mean, do you think they at least have some sense in spreading the ball around a little bit, maybe pounding it down, or do you think it's just going to be a fast-paced circus show?
I don't really think you're at a point where you can fundamentally change your offense. You know, last year they sort of had to, and they had to move Noah up top. But as long as you have Pau Gasol, you can find points. Like, they're not desperate for baskets right now.
No, they're not.
I don't think they're going to change anything.
No, there's no need to change anything. And that's what Aaron Brooks does.
It's what he's been doing all year.
Yeah, it's what he does. I mean, I don't want to take away what he does. If you don't like what he does, I'm not particularly fond of what he does, but he hits one once in a while, but that's who he is.
And you keep looking for Jimmy Butler on post-ups and that slice cut, but he can make a weak side cut as well as anybody. I mean, he finishes his cuts. He does it multiple times in a half-court set. He's really good at that, and he catches somebody napping. He gets a wide-open layup off a good, hard, well-anticipated cut at least once per game.
Yeah,
like what you shouldn't get in the NBA.
Yeah, Tom's not changing things. There's no percentage in changing things. You're just not going to have Derek's bad choice of shots. I mean, I don't know if that, in the end, makes the offense even more efficient without him, but certainly, I mean, when you look at the numbers, the sheer numbers on Derrick Rose's shooting, it's just got awful.
Right, and actually, I think you make a good point that Rose offensively was more part of the problem than anything else. He was playing his own game
that was
independent of what you were trying to do with any offensive structure.
Yep.
And they were telling him to do something else.
Yep.
Instead of drifting around and just hoisting threes with a hand in your face, get the ball off the rim and go.
Tack. Yeah,
he
didn't want to. And, you know, there has to be, at some point in time, as a player, you have to realize, and certainly after all these surges and everything that's been done, you have to realize sort of where you're at and what you're never going to be. First of all, I think he has a hard time recognizing where he's at. That's been proven time and time again. I don't think he really knows. And we'll see if he comes back and plays in the playoffs, because that's the time frame you're looking at, approximately. Playoffs begin, what did I say, April 18th? Oh, boy, I can hardly wait for that, huh? But, so you've got that. And the other thing is, he doesn't know, apparently, And you know, most guys in the NBA can sort of figure out after a short period of time, I can't do that. I just can't. Derek is not, this entire season, he's been wasting crap he can't make. He just doesn't stop. Nothing perturbs him at all. He throws up some shots that aren't even close, and he continues to do it. I mean, I don't know why. In the last three games, he was shooting 24%. Now you could say, well, he's sore, he's hurting. Well, that doesn't mean he should be awful shooting.
Well, I'll give you two reasons as to why. One, he's not very good at much else that a point guard is supposed to do.
I understand that.
And two, he feels a responsibility that he has to score.
As a scorer.
And doesn't want to go hard to the basket for apparent preservation reasons. If he's got an open lane, he'll go. But he doesn't want to go in there. And how many times now when he does, I think it isn't just the fact that he's afraid of getting hurt. He's gotten a shot blocked a lot.
Yes, he did.
He has gotten a shot blocked. Yes, like, and not just like, ooh, I got a finger on it. Like swallowed up. Where what used to be turning that hand over and trying to hammer the rim is now sort of that cradle the ball, get inside, and try to squeeze up a little spin shot.
Yeah, he can't. I mean, there's just certain things. I don't even mind if he does that. If he gets inside and you're forced to take a bad shot, okay. At least you're doing. I mean, but this stuff where you, even when you know you're not an outside shooter, you're never going to be an outside shooter, you're not a three-point guy. He continues to hoist him up. I mean, if there's anything that hurt the offense, it was him.
It's and the numbers for when he drives, some of the advanced numbers for the points per possession, when he actually does want to drive, it's great for the Bulls.
Yes,
the Bulls
of course
are. It is proven.
Of course it is
in the numbers that they're a better team when he does that.
Yes, any point guard that can penetrate and get past people and get to the rim or close to it is much better, and he doesn't choose to do it.
The other aspect of missed shots of his hurting them. Long missed threes often create long rebounds.
Yes.
That starts a running game that the Bulls can't stop.
Can't stop.
When they get out with a man advantage, then all of a sudden Gasol's standing over here and the play's already away from him.
Yeah,
Rose himself is on the other side of the floor. How many times has a team just been able to stay in games by grabbing those long missed shots, running out, getting advantages, getting and ones? You know, the other effect of it. It isn't just the miss; is you jump start a team that already in their scouting report is told to go.
Yeah, I think there's a disconnect here in general, because if you can break this down and look at what has happened this far into the season with him playing, okay, and now we'll know he'll be out this month or so. That's probably wishful thinking, but we'll say that, make it 5 weeks. Split the difference and say 5 weeks he'll be back in time for the playoffs. At no time, really, even with Gasol going out of his damn fool mind early on, they were good, looked pretty solid. But as time wore on and people sort of realized that he can't play defense and Noah's hurting and all the other stuff, you sort of find out as the season goes on. They look less and less and less like a championship team. I mean, it isn't like you can say, well, you know what? Now we got our shot. Well, you can think that. You're certainly entitled to think that. You're free to think that, but you base it on nothing.
Bum teams don't respect them.
Not at all. And why should they? Why should they?
Teams,
they go right at them.
Teams come in thinking that they can win
yes.
against them in Chicago, and they play like it. They don't cede any territory to them just because they are who they are, or they've got some kind of reputation. Because once you lose, once you lost that reputation under Thibodeau, oh boy, we're in for a tough night against these guys. No matter what, we're going to have to be at our best. They don't really think that anymore. They think we can steal one here.
And the results prove it.
He's Boris. I'm Bernstein. You can still stop in to Pete Mitchell's Frankfurt Square in Frankfurt. We're here with Bud Light, and there's a ton of people enjoying Bud Light.
Yes, there are.
You know why? Because it's the perfect beer for whatever happens. You have the score.
Hey, Sox and Cubs fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Sox and the Cubs. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball. Brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. Vanderbilt coach Kevin Stallings getting into some heat for threatening to bleeping kill Wade Baldwin after Baldwin turned and taunted the opponent at the end of a win over Tennessee last night. Now, Baldwin admits he had no problem with Stallings saying that in the handshake line and coach ripping player for lack of sportsmanship. Hey, who can argue? The problem is, coach, You can't talk about doing things the right way and then turn the handshake line into a Jerry Springer show because you lose your mind. Players shouldn't taunt, and coaches should hold off on calling their players mother bleepers and that they're bleeping going to kill them until the tunnel or the locker room or, you know, out of earshot of the other team. Take it inside, boys, you know, for sportsmanship purposes. You know about that, right, coach? And watch out when the cameras are on. I'm DA.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Scott Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
Scott Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back. The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Janet, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Again, a lot will depend on this rehab process, exactly when Derek is back on the floor, but we're optimistic it'll be before the season's over. So the hope will be that you know, he'll have some time to get some games under his belt. We can get the rest of the team in a healthy place, and we can be in a rhythm and have good health going into the postseason. If we do that, you know, obviously we like this team. We have a lot of confidence in this team, and, you know, we think this team will be able to compete at a high level.
I don't know. You know, here's what I don't know about Gar Forman. What did he ever do to deserve where he's at? What the hell did Gar Forman do?
What are his credentials?
Yeah, what are his credentials?
I took a call earlier just thinking that Gar Forman is just some guy who just
the radio. I mean, all you need is a phone.
Right.
Even I know that.
Just kind of look it up, I guess.
Yeah. What's this guy? What has he ever done?
A little bit of news here. Some basketball, some football. On the basketball side, Casey Johnson says for the first time, Tom Thibodeau has indicated that even when Rose is cleared and has returned to playing in games, he won't be playing the same kind of minutes as he works his way back, which is obvious, but that's the first time the organization has actually said that. Now, secondly,
yes.
This from Ian Rappaport of NFL.com. That was the guy who was carrying water for Trestman, helped get him a job.
Yeah, that's correct. He was.
Quarterback Josh McCown has signed with the Browns.
No wonder he was negotiating the hell out of it.
And also considered offers from the Bills and others. So, hello, Cleveland! Josh McCown.
He's dead to me. And he will be.
So
it's $5 million?
Maybe they think he'll be this paternal influence on wayward Johnny Football. In the room.
Is it $5 million? Is there any...
I hope
actually,
not.
He was looking for 2 years.
Oh, here it is. Bruce Feldman just says the Josh McCown signing is a good thing for Manziel. McCown's a real pro and a good influence for young quarterbacks.
3 years?
3 years? Not guaranteed?
Well, I don't, but...
Well, what's the bonus?
It wasn't last year.
Okay. I mean, 3 years is fine until we know what the actual bonus rate number is.
If he's going to be your starter, and he clearly is because they were not interested in
but
Brian
he's
Hoyer.
Awful.
But whether he's off or not, the going rate like $5 million a season.
So
last year,
you started Brian Hoyer all year last year, even though you had a first round pick.
Yeah,
your first round pick finally gets on the field, and then you sign Josh McCown to be your starter.
Yes, well, Johnny's in rehab.
I think he's out of rehab.
No, he's remaining in rehab till the season begins.
Just in case.
No, he's not. He's not coming back.
What?
But yeah, that's...
What?
Well, it's not guaranteed, but I guarantee he's got another $5 million in the pocket for this.
Total.
Yeah.
But after 1 year, you just get rid of him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So if, yeah, that's 3 years. NFL 3 years for sort of accounting reasons, yeah. I guess. We'll figure that one out. Wow.
That's a nice kind of at the end of your career when you're 35, 36 now, and you get a $10 million bump.
Well, he got $10 million already.
No, he didn't. The Bucks didn't owe him that second five.
How much bonus did he get? He got something more than just the five, right?
I don't think so. I think it was 2 years, $10 million. I don't think
that was
anything.
It?
Yeah.
Aaron in Mount Prospect,
still
you know, the
nice
score.
Bump.
Hello, Aaron.
Hello. I had something to add on Derrick Rose's shooting problems. Nobody in the media has really mentioned this, but it's fairly obvious. His shooting mechanics this year have just been utterly horrible. When he's going up for a jump shot, he has no legs. When he goes up, he's floating forward, backwards, sideways. He just has no balance. It's like he's not even focusing on fundamentals, and he's just chucking it up.
There's some of that. It's different when you're standing by yourself in the gym or you're out working with your guy McClanahan in Los Angeles, and all of a sudden in a game, people are defending you.
Yeah, you would think for a guy who, what was he taking, like 1,000 shots a day or whatever he said he was doing while he was, remember the first time around, I don't know if it was the first or second, that's all he was doing. He would come back an unbelievable shooter because he was working, that's what he could do. He could stand there and shoot from wherever. What happened to that? Did that not take? I mean,
maybe he was in the gym missing. He just said he was taking those shots. It doesn't mean he was making them. I can't answer that for you.
That's really
in a satisfactory fashion.
Come on now. I haven't seen anybody that had that much time on his hands and took that many shots and be that bad at it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host Milwaukee this Sunday at 3 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry.
We just want him to take it step by step, and you know, whenever he's good enough to come back and he feels good about it, that's when we want him out there, and you know, whatever he could give us is a plus. And so, and I think you guys all see it when he's on the floor. He makes us a much different team.
Bulls head coach Tom Thibodeau, whenever he's ready to come back, as long as that's within 4 to 6 weeks, Rose's rehab begins tomorrow. He is expected to return, according to Gar Forman, within that 4 to 6 week period. Pau Gasol is out tonight with an illness as Minnesota's at the UC. Tip-off is at 7. The Blackhawks skated Tampa Bay tonight. The Bears and Zach Miller agreed to a one-year extension. The tight end spent last season on IR with a foot injury. It's a three-year deal for quarterback Josh McCown with Cleveland. That's the Cleveland Browns and quarterback Josh McCown, a three-year deal. Josh McCown and the Browns. The Arizona Cardinals have released Darnell Dockett. Colts wide receiver Reggie Wayne underwent successful surgery on his triceps. He has not committed yet to playing in 2015. Second-round play of the Honda Classic and the PGA Tour. Your clubhouse leader is Patrick Reed. He shot a 3-under 67 today, so he's 6-under for the tournament. Out on the course, though, Brendan Steele is 4-under today after 4. He's 8-under overall. Your first-round leader, Jim Herman, he's even today after 3 holes, sitting at 5-under after 3 today.
When is Derek going to be ready for the playoffs?
Well, whenever he's ready, according to Tom Thibodeau. Gar Forman says between 4 and 6 weeks, though. So we'll see what happens. And two sad notes of passing. Earl Lloyd, the first black player in the NBA, died today at the age of 86. Beloved actor Leonard Nimoy passed away at the age of
83.
Now, Nimoy was most famous for his role of Professor Spock on the movie series Star Trek. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinic. You've been laughing every time, Dan. I don't understand why
I
find his death funny.
I'm sorry. That's rude. You're right. I shouldn't do that.
This scoreboard update is brought to you. I mean, he was a beloved actor, singer, photographer.
Oh, he's still beloved by me. Are you
painter.
Kidding me, Leonard Nimoy? Oh, yeah. You betcha.
Did you say he was a Pitt Panther?
No, I said he was a painter. I giggled, and I said,
okay.
I don't think he went to college at Pitt. I'm not sure where he went. I think he went somewhere out of...
Full ride in to Florida, different D-tackle.
Galaxy.
This
scoreboard update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Join the score at Deuces and the Diamond Club in Chicago next Friday from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. That's an hour. For a Coors Light the Lamp appearance, come on out to shoot the puck for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Best Buy and other great prizes from Coors Light. Coors Light, the official beer of the NHL. That sounds good now. You are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Leonard Nimoy attended multiple colleges. Yeah. He took drama classes at Boston College in 1953.
As did I.
Mm-hmm. And didn't complete his studies in the 70s, studied photography at UCLA.
As did I.
And then got an MA in education from Antioch College.
That doesn't exist.
He has an honorary doctorate of humane letters from Boston University.
I gave that up.
He was a sergeant of the U.S. Army from 53 to 55 alongside fellow actor Ken Berry.
Not the former White Sox.
F Troop.
And architect Frank Geary.
That's quite also an F Troop.
That's quite a platoon you got there.
They're both an F Troop.
I missed Frank Geary in F Troop.
Yeah, he was there.
Making soaring metallic fortresses.
He was there. Yeah, he was in F Troop. You know, I really love the concept. First of all, I love the concept that he's getting money because he's a nice guy. But I mean, the NFL is just so dumb.
Do they know he sucks?
They're just so dumb. I mean, you can't possibly make... And look, it's nice that he's getting rich. Because I don't know that his entire career he's collected as much money as he has in the last couple of years. But what are you doing?
That's what Rudy asked. He says, when did throwing a football poorly become such a great business decision? I didn't know that people would give you money to throw a ball to the other team. That's great. Why not just play your rookie? Play your rookie draft pick.
I don't like him.
But you'll like him better than this guy. I mean, I know you like him. Everyone likes Josh.
I find it so interesting because generally, you know, we get these stories and we don't see it. You know what I mean? You hear about this guy and then he bounces around and somebody signs him and you're going to go, I never really saw enough of it to know whether it could be baseball, but whatever. This we saw, and it was a very short spread, and it was Hail Mary passes that were answered. He's just lobbing the ball to the corner if he could get it that far, and it was being caught. And it was this reputation was built on absolutely nothing.
Don't tell people.
Absolutely nothing. That is a great business, being a bad quarterback and with needing work. That's a great business.
I understand being a backup. I get that. He's an ideal backup.
Yeah, but he's out of that backup stage of his life. It's over, dude. That's over.
Well, he went through that
whole
stage.
He's front up.
He's done it backwards. He went through the stages like the career backup for the first 10 years, and then he becomes a multi-million-dollar starter after he's old and bad. It's not supposed to work that way. That's football stupid.
Now the Browns' powers of observation, I would say, are not good. I'd say as a franchise, their powers of observation rank, well, somewhere behind people who are dead. But when's the first time they're going to go, oh, boom?
Do they not have access to last year's film?
Apparently not.
What, are they watching Birdman?
All you have to do is watch the Bears game.
No.
You don't need to watch any other game. Just watch the Bears game.
No, your optic nerves burn out. You don't.
You made excuses for him. There wasn't an offensive coordinator. There wasn't this. They didn't have a prime receiver. You didn't have this. That doesn't excuse those passes that were thrown directly to the Bears.
He had two good receivers. They weren't lacking for receivers.
That's part of the narrative. Didn't have anybody to throw the ball to. Had no lead receiver.
Yes, he did. That guy was going to be rookie of the year if not for the crazy circus catch dude in New York.
Circus catch guy. I don't know. That's the narrative. I know it's not true, but
see, that's the Beckham you should open the camp for. You opened the camp for the wrong Beckham. You really did.
I should have done that.
I think what you should have done was kept Beckham camp open and just switched it. Just sort of changed it to Odell, and then you'd kind of tell Gordon, and you can kind of...
Ted McCown camp.
Well, you can have Luke and Josh.
Hey, I just look around, see every NFL dope sitting there looking at them going, hey, I'll give you $15 million for that. Oh, my God.
You got paid scouts and talent evaluators.
Yeah, big-time guys make big-time money, do this for a living, and you sit down and you tell, here's the guy we want.
So... based on a handful of games in a single season.
Five games.
This guy's made $15 million now or $10 million?
It's $10 million right now.
In five games.
Yeah. They were calling him the worst quarterback in the history of football last year in Tampa.
Okay.
Well, all right. Nice guy. I'm glad he's getting his money, but... that is one weird career. That will be a hard comp.
Somebody just, even though he's awful and 36, yes, people couldn't wait to give him money.
Couldn't wait to give him money. Think about that. Awful, couldn't wait to give him money. I mean, with really, again, not any background of sometime being a starter or whatever, but being what he was. Being what he was, five-game backup.
Unbelievable. Next, we're going to do crosstalk with a guy who's extremely happy about this news. Barry Rosner, the great champion and herald of all things Josh McCown.
Yes, he is.
Oh, wow. His excitement barely contained. He's going to be able to join us next on The Score.
Molly and Hanley here. Right now, you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So choose between these overpriced, overmarketed razors and low-quality, cheap razors that tear up your face. Or you choose Harry's from Harry's.com. Harry's, created to offer a great shave at a fair price. Quality craftsmanship, simple design, modern convenience. It's for guys who know they shouldn't have to overpay for a great shave. Harry's designs and manufactures their own products. They use the finest materials. They sell to you directly online, too, and that offers you a great shave at a price accessible to everyone. Blades and shave products made with quality construction. The handles are designed to be simple and modern. The shaving cream comes from the same chemists who make creams for high-end brands. The result is a set of modern shaving products made with respect for the tradition of a good, clean shave. The founders, Andy Katz Mayfield and Jeff Rader, are close friends that met in college and worked together. They traveled the world, shared thousands of ideas of how to make this great product, and they've built Harry's to reflect their passion and values, affinity for simple design, appreciation of well-made things, and a belief that companies should try to make the world a better place. That's Harry's.com. Harry's starter set includes a razor, three of Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades, and a bottle of shaving cream, all shipped straight to your door for free. Go to Harry's.com. Enter this code, Chicago, at checkout to get $5 off your first order of a starter set. That's right. With the code Chicago, you can get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com, code Chicago, at checkout. Change the way you shave forever.
The traffic jam. A stifling halt to your thrilling drive. But with the most luxurious interior in its class and an innovative touchpad, the 2015 C-Class is as exciting to experience standing still as it is in motion. See your authorized dealer and see the world differently in a C-Class from Mercedes-Benz. Test drive one today.
It's an innovative two.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
Pretty good guy. He's a Renaissance man. He's a rock and roll nut. He plays electric guitar. He has Jack Kevorkiak's original manuscript for whatever the goofy thing he wrote was.
President of Townstone Financial, meet Marge.
Hello, friend.
80, Social Security income, $1,250 a month. Liquid assets, zero. Called to secure a $100,000 mortgage to renovate her home so her son could care for her. Based on Marge's income, a reverse mortgage was her only option to secure the money she needed to renovate her home. Marge was concerned because everybody she talked to said reverse mortgages were terrible loans. David asked Marge if the people she talked to were willing to write her a $100,000 check. When Marge answered no, David advised her to stop talking to people that don't know what they're talking about and assured her reverse mortgages were outstanding for borrowers on a fixed income with nothing in the bank needing money to renovate their home. If you or a family member is interested in talking to honest and trustworthy local reverse mortgage lender who will always look out for your financial best interest, call David at 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111. Or visit his website, townstone.com. Tune into Chicago's premier real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturdays from 10 to noon on AM 890. This week's special guest will be Mark Malnati of Lou Malnati's Pizza. Mark will discuss how real estate affects their business. Townstone Financials in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois. Mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 136639.
Pontiac
Shack RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
News. Conditions.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Seriously, somebody chloroform this guy. I'm serious.
At 5:46 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We greet a guy we both love very, very dearly.
Who?
The guy you're about to chloroform, I think.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, yeah, we both want to. We got guys here who could and nobody has, and now Barry, it's miserable for all of us. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you, Terry, Dan? What's going on, boys?
You better be happy because your guy remains employed.
Not only is he employed, but he is going to lead the Browns to the AFC Championship next year. I mean, you know, it is not easy to find a guy with 17 NFL victories as a quarterback. It is not easy. I mean, you may find a guy with 18 or maybe 16, but to find a guy with specifically 17 NFL victories, it is no easy task.
And I'm looking at this tweet from Albert Breer of NFL.com. It says, McCown's deal is for 3 years that matches his contract up with Johnny Manziel's, not counting the option year. So I don't know what the purpose is of drafting Johnny Manziel unless he's supposed to shepherd and mentor the young
that seems to be
boy.
The case, yeah. It seems. You know, Barry,
what's he going to do, lead prayer meetings with him?
He's going to lead him to God, and that's what Johnny Football needs right now is a heavy dose.
My life has changed since I was led to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the church right down the road here, right? Yep, Believer's Church.
You can't miss it. It has changed my life. I've become a better person. You know, Barry, here's the scary thing that you've got professionals who spent their entire life, this is what they wanted to do. They're highly paid, and they all sit around these big offices and they worry about everything, and then they all have this great idea to sign Josh McCown. I mean, seriously? And you can't just do it with one guy. It's got to be three or four of them saying, oh, yeah, let's do that.
You know,
what?
Terry, when I first started covering baseball, I was under the impression that people that I knew in positions of power,
be they general managers or managers or team presidents or, frankly, presidents of the United States, as far as that goes. I was under the impression that these people, well, they've got the job. They must know what they're doing. And it didn't take me long to find out that that was not the case.
No,
that had nothing to do with it.
More often than not, the guys that you're talking about is fired in 3 years because all his draft picks suck.
Well, these are the same guys who drafted Johnny Manziel when they knew everything about him already. There were no secrets. They knew everything. Everything on the field and everything off the field. And they still picked him. And look what they got for that. They got exactly what they deserved.
Now, on another front, I'm actually surprised that we got to the end of the show without a significant Blackhawks trade being completed. Because I was told that Stan Bowman, from the moment he woke up this morning, has been working really hard to do something. There's a lot of names involved. And unfortunately, the other thing I'm told is that, you know, we joke about Jim Hendry's barrel, that the rest of the league knows too much. The league knows all about what the Hawks want to do on multiple fronts, and the asking prices have been enough to just make Bowman say, I can't do that. I mean, I would like to acquire such and such or move so and so, and I know they want to get rid of Sharp if they could, but there's nothing palatable right now.
Well, you'll never be able to explain to me why they didn't move Sharp and Oduya last summer when they both still had value, and clearly they were going to, you know, you just, Dan, we always talk about wanting to get on the right side of a guy, and you knew Sharp was going to be 33, and you knew he had various sorts of issues, and I just didn't understand. Then you end up having to trade Nick Leddy, who is going to be
he just got paid
$37 million. He's going to be a good player in this league for a long time. And 23-year-old puck-moving defenseman, they don't grow on trees unless you've got a vineyard in your backyard, Jerry Angelo. So I didn't understand that then. That baffled me then. Now you're right. You are over a barrel because everybody knows exactly what you need. You need somebody up front. You need somebody on defense. You're not going to have Kane back until the conference finals, and you are over a barrel. What I thought was kind of strange was Stan Bowman last night telling the writers in the press box that he's really, really close to a deal. Now, Stan doesn't tell anybody anything ever, and he certainly doesn't give out that kind of information. So I wonder if he was trying to leverage something, maybe hopefully sending a message to another team somewhere. But that was a surprise to me. Whatever it was, it didn't work because as of this point, nothing's occurred.
No, and he's dealing with a league that is well aware of Sharp's reputation and is wary of that.
I thought he was gone last summer too, Barry, by the way. I figured for sure that was it.
Teams are asking for both Brandon Saad and or Nicholas Galmerson, and that's just not happening.
Yeah, those guys are not going to happen. I'm sure you could probably get your hands on Shaw if you want him. I don't know how much interest there is in him. There's probably some other bit parts that you could deal off the roster, but you're not getting those guys.
Ronta is clearly available.
Yeah, fine. You can have him. I don't know how much interest there would be in him, but the bigger problem with Sharp, Dan, is what he does on the ice, which just isn't very good at this point.
That's the bigger problem to others. It's not the bigger problem to the Blackhawks.
No, but that's right. It's a bigger problem to the other teams at this point. There's some ugliness, to be sure.
All right, Barry, we're just going to turn it over to you because we're just exhausted. We've done five remarkable hours of radio.
Yeah, but they were special, Terry. Special hours. And oh. I know you guys put your heart and soul into it.
Oh,
so
my
you deserve
God.
A drink and some rest.
Well, we'll be listening to your celebration of your guy McGowan.
Why do you hate him? Why do you want to trade Why do you want to trade Patrick Kane?
All right, Barry, thanks. Our guest today, Dave McGee.
That's all you really need, Dave McGee.
He's a delight. He's great. That was fun. And great Friday fun today. Great job with
everybody.
Am I a Bad Guy. It was really good.
We then got crack production staff back at Prudential Plaza, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men no more.
That's me.
Oh, it's you?
I love Matt Abaticola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Chef Bod, and best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Krusty wants out!
No. The world needs laughter.
Did we have interns, or are they gone? We only had Tony Fish. It's his last day.
Oh, Tony Fish. We love you, Tony Fish.
Yeah, he was the guy who would transcribe the West Side mic calls for us.
Yes.
We lose that valuable skill. And make sure you put that on your resume for your next job.
So here, we thank Rick Camp.
Dealing in a similar situation with their star, Patrick Kane, Blackhawks GM Gar Forman is ready to wheel and deal.
Wow. What are his credentials? Now I want to know his credentials to be the Blackhawks GM. That's a fair question.
We love Adam Barnes. And that's my starting left tackle, Rick Camp. And my EMT, my ENT, my CPA, my CPR, and a man I do not want to be tonight. I'll tell you that. Not that I, but tonight in particular, this is a bad day to be the ombudsman.
You're going to need that bottle of Cameron Hughes Syrah that I put in your hands.
You're
going
to need something fast. Yep. Dave Miska.
Dale's going to have to find a new way. But he's so young to take a year off. Go to Hawaii. Become a yogi master. And just come back and then start up again.
That's what I did. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Thanks!
And we will do it all again on Monday. Everybody have a terrific weekend. Barry Rosner coming your way. We will talk to you Monday afternoon.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance. And you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Oh, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday. CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or TM-80031.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia